A recall election is usually launched by someone who wants to get a person out of office. But in this case, in Mexico, the recall election was the president's own idea. On Sunday, Mexicans decide the fate of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Here's NPR's Carrie Conn.
18-year-old Andrea Carrera and her mom are enjoying an ice cream on this recent day in a working-class neighborhood near Mexico City's airport. Above their head is a huge banner in support of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador.
Me considero 100% su fan.
I'm his fan 100%, says Carrera. Her pink t-shirt sports a cartoon likeness of López Obrador with gray hair and a buck-tooth smile. She's voting Sunday for him to finish out his term till 2024.
Porque he recibido muchos apoyos, tanto mi mamá como yo, por parte del presidente.
The president has given a lot of support to both me and my mom, she says. She gets financial aid for high school. Her mother, Fabiola Rivera, receives a small stipend for single mothers.
Ha demostrado en quiere ayudar a todos los mexicanos.
He has shown how he helps all Mexicans, she says. López Obrador swept into office in 2018, pledging to put the poor first and crack down on Mexico's endemic corruption. He also said he would hold a recall vote. As he explained last December at a State of the Union address, such votes ensure the people are in charge.
Revocación del mandato y para fuera.
And can get rid of greedy, bad leaders, he said to thunderous applause. Polls show Mexicans want to keep him in power. López Obrador is popular and his opposition is weak. But Carlos Bravo Regidor, an analyst at the research center CIDE in Mexico City, says inflation, the country's staggering violence, and several political scandals have chipped away at the president's high marks.
This is a way for him to say, I'm still strong in spite of all, people support me.
Critics charge the recall is a waste of money. The president, usually known for his fiscal austerity, allocated $77 million for the vote. Last Sunday, his opponents rallied in cities around the country, but turnout like this one in the capital was small. Shouting, finish and get out, ralliers like 62-year-old retiree Delia Reyes says she won't participate in a farce.
Es una trampa para que...
It's a trap, a way for him to feel glorious, like he's the emperor of Mexico, she says. In the recall, not only is a no vote needed to oust him, but it requires a 40% turnout to be binding. Neither is expected. Critics say the president is using this recall vote to build momentum in the second half of his term and to step up attacks on the Federal Elections Institute, known as INE, which runs national elections. He's long maintained it stole a previous election from him. Luis Ugalde, a former director of INE, says López Obrador is moving to strip Mexico's few functioning institutions of their independence.
Our very young democracy with a lot of deficiencies is going to collapse. That is what is at stake at this moment in Mexico.
Defying rules on campaigning by public officials, Mexico City's mayor addressed thousands Wednesday in support of López Obrador.
El presidente Andrés Manuel López Obrador no está solo.
Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum, a star of the ruling party, riled up the sea of supporters. She's the president's most likely pick to be his successor in 2024. Carrie Conn, NPR News, Mexico City.